You know Boris Johnson very well.
I do.
Dealt with him very closely mm-hmm. down the years. Were you very surprised when he came out for Brexit?
I have to say I genuinely was. I like him enormously on a personal level. You know, I only had, you know, like a lot of people, I had conversations with him pretty recent and it was absolutely clear he was fit in.
Look, absolutely clear?
Absolutely.
There was no shade of doubt?
Not any shade of doubt at all. He just said to me, look, right.
He must have told you he had worries about sovereignty.
Yeah, no, of course he has worries about sovereignty. And yes, but he had worries about sovereignty from somebody who was supporting the European Union. He's clearly changed his mind over a weekend.
A weekend? Well, like, over that space of time?
Well, it looks like it, yes, over a weekend. And people can change their mind over the weekend. I think it's a difficult issue to choose to change your mind over a weekend, but that's clearly what Boris has done.
Can you remember the moment? What were the words, the phrase that he used that led you to believe he was absolutely irreversibly a supporter of staying a member?
Well, he said the exact thing was, look, Rowley, I'm right behind you. We just need a little bit more reform. And I said, no, great. We are arguing.
And that was after the deal was done in Brussels?
That was before the deal was done in Brussels.
Ah, that's his escape clause.
It might be, but I think it's a bit of a weak one.